Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, as you undoubtedly recognize by now, that during this marvelous Easter season, in our readings on Sundays and throughout the week, we are taking passages from the Acts of the Apostles. These are marvelous readings. They are both deeply human and quite inspiring. They are the accounts of the first disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they lived, how they preached, what were their expectations, how did they travel. And throughout the account of these early times of our church's life, we hear them moving from city to city. We hear the great preaching adventures of St. Paul and his companions. We get a brief glimpse of the various Christian communities and how, in fact, people, both Jewish and Gentile, reacted to the preaching of the apostles. And throughout these accounts, there is a constant theme, and that is the missionary impulse of the Christian faith. Among our Lord's last words to his disciples as he prepared to ascend to his heavenly Father was that commission to go out and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And this command was embraced generously by the early disciples, and the whole church was involved in this missionary work. And there was a kind of urgency to it. St. Paul was to tell them, faith comes from hearing, and therefore it is imperative that we preach that word, that others might hear it and be moved by it. The letter to the Hebrews describes the word of God as a two-edged sword, piercing deeply into the human consciousness, even between spirit and soul, the letter tells us. St. Peter was to tell his fellow Christians, always to be ready to give an account of the hope that you have, in good times and in challenging times. And it is an extraordinary example of the power of human language, the power of preaching. And therefore, we want to make certain that what we say is clear and truthful, accurate and helpful. But as I thought of the missionary work of the church, in which every member is involved in some fashion or other, I realize that there is another manner of speaking. I call it the language of the whole of our lives. The way in which we live our Christian faith, sometimes without speaking any particular word, but simply by how we arrange the days of our life, how we relate to others, is a very important part of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is also a matter of vocation and vows, of a people responding to a call from God through Jesus Christ to live in a particular way. As Jesus said in last Sunday's gospel, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, And the living of those commandments is one of the significant ways by proclaiming the love of God. The fidelity to our vows in religious life, among the priesthood, within marriage, is also a wonderful proclamation. And in our everyday life, the keeping of the commandments of Christ demonstrates not only our love, but our hope. And the fact that the way we live is a manner of preaching the gospel allows us to ask ourselves certain questions as we take up that vocation of the mission. How does prayer inform our day? Do we give a priority to it? Not necessarily in terms of length of time we spend in prayer, but in terms of the importance of it so that we never miss it. How do we use our resources? What choices do we make in fact, marshaling the generosity of God to us, of stewarding the things that have been given to us? And what is the character of our relations with others? How do we approach them? How do we treat them? How do we speak to them? And this character of another way of proclaiming the gospel, another manner of speaking, is why within the church there has always been a stress on the importance of religious life and religious orders. The Second Vatican Council defined the consecrated religious as the heart of the church. And in their witness among us, in their taking on those vows, in pursuing a life of evangelical perfection, they teach us and the world some very important lessons. It is not necessarily the quantity of words that you use. It is often the way that you speak with how you live. Even though, as many religious, you may live apart from the world, in a cloistered community, you still live for the good of the world simply by giving that witness. They teach us that here we have no lasting city, that although we do live among others within our actual world, our hope is always on that coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the establishment of the new heaven and earth. And our hope is an everlasting life. And if these values penetrate our daily existence, become the way by which we are known to the world, we become effective missionaries of Jesus Christ. For as John Henry Newman would often say, holiness is irresistible.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.